Thank you. Hello, hello, internets, interwebs. You are listening to the Fantastica. This is Tunde. I will be here for the next 2 hours with my special guest for the day, Ohal, dear friend of mine, wonderful artist. She has a new album that has just come out on Styles Upon Styles, and it is called Acid Park, and we just heard the song All Mine from Acid Park. Ohal, welcome to the Fantastica.
Thanks. Hi, Tim.
Are you bored already? Are you doing something?
I was mesmerized
by the sweet radio sounds, the DJ sounds.
Yeah.
That was All Mine. That is one of my favorite tracks from Acid Park. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to speak to you today. Just a little backstory. Ohal is one of my oldest and dearest friends, and it's really, I guess everyone, I don't think every interview on the show is going to be, with someone that I've known for a very long time, although that's pretty much been the deal. It might be, I don't know. Either way, I'm very, very happy to have you on the show, because, you're an excellent person. I like what you do. I like the I like the swath you cut through this thing called life, and I'm glad that you're going to be playing some of your favorite songs. But we should also let everyone know that you're in New York right now, and I'm in the Los Angeles, Greater Los Angeles area.
That's correct.
And
we are not in the same room.
We're not in the same room, so any weird glitches or awkward pauses. It would probably be the same if you were here, but just to let people know, that's
same
that's
imaginary room.
The same imaginary room. We're in sort of a coast-to-coast digital pipeline, if you will. So what's going on? How's your day been so far?
Good. It's been raining here a lot because it's, you know, June, and it's always 60 degrees and raining a lot and chilly in June.
There you go.
So that has been pleasant. At some point, I walked into a Thai restaurant and asked for 2 plastic bags to tie around my shoes, and we had a nice laugh about it together. And then I stumbled through the streets of New York wearing plastic bags on my shoes.
Bags on your feet? That's a pretty good day. That's eventful.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you try to throw some kind of pun into tying the bags?
No, but I'm going to wait for the next day when it's raining. And
you can go head back to the same place. Yeah. Well, it worked so well. The pun worked so well just now that I'm sure that it'll go over super well.
I'll explain that that's why I came to the restaurant.
You should let them know about it.
Yeah.
You should direct them to the archive so they can find the genesis of the such.
Make a mockery of their cuisine.
Such a great joke. Yeah. Tell them if they want to hear their culture poked fun at on the internet, they can come to the Fantastica. Well, cool. Do you want to get right into playing some of your songs, or do you want to talk about the record a little bit and what how do you feel now that it's out of your hands and into the world?
I'm very, very excited. I think I started working on it almost 2.5 years ago, maybe a little bit more. And some of the songs didn't make it to the final version. So it's incredibly exciting to sit in the package, in the beautiful art that Invocota made.
Mm-hmm.
I think goes so well with everything I visually envisioned for the album. So it's very exciting that now it's out in the world.
Yeah, it looks great. The vinyl, which I'm expecting a copy of any day now.
In the mail.
Hint. looks so, so good. And I highly recommend everyone going out and picking it up on vinyl, if you're a vinyl person. Well, cool. Congratulations again. I'm super excited that it's out in the world. My damn self.
Thanks.
But now for other people's music. What do you want to play first, do you think?
Maybe let's play a track from Grazia.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song I really like. One of the somehow few Israeli songs from the homeland that speak to me at the moment. And I think it was recorded in the 70s. She's a Israeli-Turkish singer, and it's a beautiful track.
Awesome. Let's give that a listen. Is that Sonia Beni?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's the one.
All right. So that was, once again, it's Fantastica. We're here with Ohal, and we just went through a very, very nice set of tunes. That was, as we were saying before, Grazia with Soile Beni.
Yeah.
This Heat, The New Kind of Water. Roberto Di Simone, and I'm trying to figure this out. The song is called Secondo Coro della Lavande.
Nice, right? Accent.
Or is, thank you very much. I try. Yeah. I try.
From your time in Italy.
Comes from years and years
of living in Italy.
Of living in the city of Rome. As a young man in tailored suits, stealing bicycles, getting them back.
You still talk about Venice a lot.
There's a lot there. I don't know. I was about to read the name of the album, but I won't be able to do it without offending anyone with my bad accent. So after that, we had Wetware, I don't know about Wetware, but
they're wonderful. Wetware are Matt Morandi, who also has Jahalia Fields, is his other project, and Wetware is his duo project with the amazing Roxy. Who sings and performs, and I highly recommend that anyone that can catch one of their performances in New York should do so, because they're very good.
No, that was great. That's Matt?
Yeah,
That's so great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then we heard your very own Hornet's Cave from your Acid Park record. I like that very much. And then we ended that little run with Wendy Carlos. I say. Yeah.
No, you say.
You say. I say.
I say. You say.
YUSAE-AISAE. Oh, that right. Wendy. Killing it. Killing it as always. cool. Let's talk before we go into the rest of these. And we can, we can keep playing songs and we'll come back in to chat when we see fit. But you have a show coming up. Well, I just want to say you've been playing shows lately. And you told me a really good story about a sold-out show that you felt terrible about, but apparently everyone else in the world thought it was great.
I think there were some strange occurrences during that performance. The mixer wasn't really playing all the channels that it was meant to play, and then there was a strange divine voice that invaded the sphere of the show with the announcement that we're out of time and we have to finish right now. And after realizing that I wasn't hallucinating, I decided to go on, and the voice insisted. So it was strange to hear someone talking in the monitors over you. Yeah.
To get cut off by the sound man mid-song telling you over the PA that it's time for you to get off the stage.
Yeah.
Ladies and
Thank
gentlemen,
you, Babies All Right.
Babies All Right, New York. Only the finest. Well, I'm glad that you had the opportunity to play the songs in front of a packed room regardless of how you felt about it. I'm sure it was awesome.
Everyone else thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, that's good. You gotta take people at their word.
Yeah.
With that stuff.
And Forma played too, and Forma are great as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to make it out to Los Angeles to play some shows?
I hope so very much. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'd absolutely, it would be nice to have people play on this show, and as you know, you're welcome to do so.
I would love to.
I will be cutting you off, though, if you run over. I won't yell over the loudspeaker. you're also playing a really great show that I wish I was going to be in New York for at the PS1 warm-up. In July.
July 30th.
July 30th. Yeah. It's a couple months away, but...
Yeah. I'm very excited. They have an incredible sound system. So I'm excited to perform these songs on that stage. And actually, I love PS1.
That's great. And you were doing work at All Gold? Do you want to talk about AllGold a little bit?
Yeah. So last year, right? Yeah, I think last summer actually, I spent a lot of time in the PS1 print shop with the AllGold Collective, who are Steven Decker, Golnaz Ismaili, Inva Kotta, and Kevin Beasley, all like four incredible artists that were in residence then and curated a series of really incredible nights of performances and workshops. They also had a Moog installation in the back of the print shop, so we're working on that for a little while, but did a few performances there with Wetware too, and it was, I think, one of my favorite places to go to last summer, just because there was always something interesting and inspiring going on there, whether it was like the artists themselves working or the performances that they curated.
No, it was super cool. And I saw there's just a show that NTS, the radio station, was putting on over there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And that was great. It's just great. I feel like spaces like that in New York are kind of on the wane. Like, there aren't really a lot of spots that where people can get together and do that, you know, just like that sort of, you know, there are a billion rock places, not to demean any, you know, clubs or whatever, but
we can demean nice. Rock.
We it's can okay. demean rock. Rock can take it at this point.
Yeah.
I think rock. Hey, you know, rock is like, it's like a big giant in the forest is sucking on a bong. You know, you can make fun of it all you want. It's never going to hear you. It's not going to be affected. It's too big and too dumb to care.
Strong words.
Strong words. I stand behind them.
I stand behind them too.
Come get me, rock and roll. You know where to find me. Dub Lab, Virgil in Santa Monica. Come get me. Yeah, well, that's great. Those shows. We hope you make it out to LA. I'm sure there are tons of people who would love to see you perform out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'd love to come.
All right. Well, let's go back into more music, because you have a ton of it here. You have a lot of great things that some of them I've heard, most of them I haven't. So we can continue our longstanding tradition of you playing tons of shit for me and me getting and illuminating me. Okay, back into it. What are we going to go into next?
Let's play Black Hat, which is a project of previously Seattle-based but now Oakland-based Nelson Bean from his album Dream Interlock. And this is the sixth track, and it's called Six, but in Roman letters, six.
Also, for people who don't like to count, V.
That's right. Or Vi, depends where you're from.
I'm going with Vi. All right, yeah. Here's Black Hat. Black Hat's Vi. Thank you.
Why is life being sick and stuffed up so disturbing?
My mind is
That was Psylob with Go. With Go, is that the name of the song?
Yeah, Go from Bound Green.
From Bound Green. And you were telling me that Psylob was on Aphex Twin's label.
Yes, he was. Maybe he still is. I'm not sure. Reflex, was that the label?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think this information is correct, but maybe it's not.
Well, it's on the internet now, so it's true.
It must be true,
it's,
yeah.
No, it's true.
Just made true.
Yeah. So the beginning of that run of songs, we had Black Hat with Six, Mike Cooper, Complicated Sky, Harumi Hosno, Wheels on Fire, Feruz, Tarok, Orashalim, Matana Roberts, yeah, Matana, with A Single Man O' War, Finesse with Badminton Girl, Inga Copeland, Insult to Injury, White Noise, Love Without Sound, Severed Heads with Acid Fur, and, like we just said, Psylob with Go. I was going to ask you about something. What were we talking about before? We were talking about the Harumi Hosno song.
Yeah.
And
I think we chatted about all of them.
We did chat about all of them. Let's do a topical
quick
review.
Quick review.
And I think I had some questions too. But Harumi Hosno, we were talking about the endings. We were talking about the ending of Wheels on Fire, I think.
It was the end of Finesse. Said that I'm not really sure how I feel about songs that end with a fade out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why fade out? It just gives the impression. You're talking about a song that's fading out while it's still in rotation.
Right.
It sounds like, and I said it's kind of the effect of a car driving by you, and you're like, we're talking about the idea of closure, where a composed ending. I guess it can give you a sense of closure on a song.
Or a sense of intention, for sure. Although I guess fading out a loop can be intentional as well.
It can, I feel like it can be the equivalent of someone trailing off in a conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
Where you're sort of like, I thought you were saying something to me, but you're just going to the deli.
Yeah.
We had some nice
endings following that, right? Inga Copeland ended nicely.
It was a hard ending, composed ending. The White Noise song, which I didn't know about White Noise, but you were just telling me that the BBC Delia Derbyshire was in this band with other members of the BBC, I always forget, Sonic Laboratory? That's not what they're called.
The BBC Basement.
The BBC Basement. The BBC Acid Funk Basement Band.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think maybe she was the only member from that research facility.
Okay.
But again, not verified information.
Gotcha.
But they were... We read a little bit about it online because we couldn't remember. And there were some nice quotes about speeding up and slowing down tape to confuse the listener. So the listener doesn't really know what they're listening to.
Which in 1969 was totally... they're like, we're going to mess, we're gonna mess
concept,
with you. Totally new concept. Yeah. So
you take
about using
a sine wave and you turn it into something else, and then it sounds like something else
that the listener is completely unfamiliar with. Which I don't know. You see, you read it, and it sounds a little less impressive than it actually is. But I can't.
Yeah, but you
I can't.
Hear it,
I can't imagine.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful, and I can't imagine that people weren't just jumping out of windows when they heard this type of thing back then. Just all of the stuff from that lab. I was actually talking with someone. I was working on this animation, and a friend of mine who owns the animation studio is a big synth head, especially kind of, I guess, early electronic stuff. And he was talking specifically about Delia Derbyshire and the Doctor Who theme and her contributions to that, which I think people now realize that she basically wrote it. I think there was a lot of confusion, or maybe she not confusion, she just wasn't given the credit that she deserved for it. But we were talking about that sound, you know, that we kind of know now, that thing and, yeah. And sort of theremin-y, but like really way more intense than that, and just how to us, you know, we're so accustomed to all manner of sounds, but right. I would like who. It's like your skeleton jumps out of your mouth if you hear that for the first time. I wish I was pure enough sonically to hear something like that and just, you know, like think it was the gods damning me.
Right. I mean, it's strange because I feel like it's still when you're the one producing these sounds at home or like in a studio playing with like different instruments, it's still like very exciting, like the tactile quality of it or like the physicality of it, of mm-hmm. like producing like those sounds. But then, yeah, I feel that perhaps our ears are a bit well trained in listening to these kind of sounds as
mm-hmm.
you know, like routinely like produced.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we just like hear it in recordings, it doesn't immediately jump out as the inventive,
yeah,
thrilling sort of like inventive thing that it was.
No, absolutely. But
then, also, like at the same time, I mean, recordings from like Laurie Spiegel or Else Marie Pade or Pade, I don't really know how to pronounce her name, are still completely just like absolutely inspiring to me, mm-hmm. even though they're working with certain like sound palettes that might be perceived as like anachronistic.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was playing some Laurie Spiegel on the last show, and it's some of the most beautiful stuff in the world to me. It's yeah. just all of that sounds. It just sounds so warm and correct to me. And I don't know. I mean, I can't. I'm very bad at putting that feeling into words. But you know, it's something. It feels like a good memory and a good dream. All of those sounds to me, to my damn self, and it's a nice place to be. I like to go there.
I listened to an interview with Laurie Spiegel a couple of days ago, and she was talking. I think the interview was for maybe 15 years ago, and she was talking about how peculiar it is to her that people are using like samples, and she thinks that it's like cheating because you're not actually creating the sound from scratch. And if you really want to like understand sound and understand like your intent, you have to like craft something from scratch. And mm-hmm. I thought that it was so strange, or this, I've noticed that it's like recurring in sort of like different generations of sound producers, sound makers, or artists that, you know, are attached to their techniques in a way that was condemned by the generation that came before them. And they're sort mm-hmm. of like doing the same thing to the people that are now working with like new techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder what she thinks about it now, because the interview was from
a while ago. Yeah. I feel like maybe unfortunately that's a part of getting, you know, you spend a lot of time doing the thing you're doing, and then you have that moment of, you know, these kids, they don't know what they're doing, they're cheating, and they're, you know.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, I think some people are cheating. Personally,
really,
I mean, that's
what
a weird
excuse is cheating for you.
Cheat? Well, I guess it's cheating is the wrong word. I think maybe it's more. Yeah, someone making something I don't like is not cheating, because they're not trying to in the game to win my heart.
Yeah,
they've lost, so their cheating is for naught.
Right.
The
Rolling Stones are cheating.
They're totally since day one.
Yeah.
Ask the blues men with the no money to spend in heaven. I was going to ask you something about. Oh yeah, the Feru song.
Yeah.
Torok Ora Shalim. Is the record called Good Friday, or is that a translation?
Yeah, of the I mean, song? Good Friday is the name of the record.
Of the record, okay.
It's like a compilation of Feru.
Oh, gotcha.
All these songs, yeah.
Gotcha.
Songs for the Good Friday, or like songs for Friday, yeah.
Now, this is probably a conversation, maybe it's too long to have here, but I don't know, this is definitely a religious song, or it's attached to a religious tradition. This is such a wide question that maybe you wouldn't keep it up, but as far as spiritualism as relates to music, I feel like if you're creating, you're definitely trying to reach something outside of yourself.
Yeah.
Would you call what you're doing in any way a spiritual endeavor?
I mean, I suppose the closest thing to a spiritual experience or spiritual experiences that I've had were always connected to art in some way, to music or film or paintings. I guess that's and just like moments of just like extreme sort of like connection that you feel to like another person. Like these are like spiritual to me, and then like the making of things and experiencing other things that people have made. Yeah, I mean, I remember moments like the end of Bergman's Fanny and Alexander, where I just felt like ecstatic, and the same thing with DJ Screw on almost like every track that like he's made. So in that sense, yeah, the things like do feel spiritual to me if you define it as reaching, I'm not even sure, like outside of yourself or
inside yourself, right? Yeah.
But just suddenly like realizing that you're somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Wherever that place may be.
Yeah.
In terms of the content, I mean, religion has always been like so intertwined with like the arts and like with music. You know, in the like Christian, like Western world, that the church was like responsible for like commissioning composers, painters, Gregorian chants that like are so beautiful are all like super religious in content.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that I connect to these things on a spiritual level from that angle.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
From, like religious angle. It's more about almost like an ecstatic experience.
Right. No, absolutely. And it's, yeah. And it's also the, well, it's funny when music, not funny, but it's, I think we're so, you know, there's such an onslaught of media and sound and image, that for me, it's easy to, get dulled out, you know, by it. And it's just, but just listening to all these songs right now, I have, and maybe it's just because I came off of, a pretty, I don't know what it was. I don't know what happened, but I just needed to not be around anything, like looking at anything, listening to anything, but I feel really kind of refreshed and inspired by a lot of what we've been playing today. And it's just funny when it does that, when it, you know, like cracks a window open for you, instead of, I don't know if I don't know how to put it into words, but it's nice when music hits a refresh button for you.
Yeah.
In a way that to me is, if the end result of any sort of spiritual experience is to make you kind of orient yourself within your mind and body because you've been transported internally, you know, it kind of makes it's grounding and it transports you at the same time. But it's a beautiful thing, period. And I could definitely stumble over words for like another 2 hours talking about the role, especially the role of music in you know, putting people elsewhere, necessarily elsewhere. But good heavens, I was going to ask you something else. I'm forgetting exactly what it was. Where are Severed Heads from?
Pretty sure they're Australian.
Okay. I like that song a lot.
Yeah, it's a really great, really, it's my favorite album of theirs. I can't remember what it's called right now. But it stands like solidly sort of as one unit, which is something that I enjoy in music. Also really like, whether it's like a few songs that make one long unit or very long songs, I really like long songs. I think that's why also, I mean, the Fairuz song that we played now is pretty short, but in general, Middle Eastern and Andalusian music and compositions are so long. I mean, if you take a song from Farid al-Atrash, which is probably one of the most, or like the most famous like Egyptian singer, it's usually like 7 minutes long, and the orchestra plays for a few minutes, doing lots of like weird textural stuff. And at some point, the singer just like jumps in and sort of like sing on top, and then going back to an instrumental part, and they're so drawn out and immersive.
Awesome. Do you want to listen to, maybe we should play that Farid al-Atrash song.
Yeah, let's play.
Cool. So this is, I'm going to try to not mess up the name. I will fail. It is Manheremshi El Omer Menak.
Oh.
I believe. I don't know. Well, anybody who wants to can write or call in to tell me how badly I messed that up. But here this is. This is Farid al-Atrash. We're here with Ohal on the Fantastica on Dublab.
حرمش العمر من عطفك عليا يلي حبك بالسماء أجمل هدية من حرمش العمر من عطفك عليا يلي حبك بالسماء أجمل هدية من حرمش العمر منك يا حبيبي من حرمش العمر منك يا حبيبي ولا من ضحكة عينيك الحلوة دي الحلوة دي كل الدنيا إلا عنك حبايبي وانت جنبي بنسى روحي وانت جنبي بنسى كل الدنيا إلا عنك حبايبي وانت جنبي كل همسة كل لمسة ألف شمعة حب بتنور في قلبي وانت جنبي كل همسة كل لمسة ألف شمعة حب بتنور في قلبي يا حبيبي لولا حبك كان زماني في جو تاني كان زماني بشتكي أسود زمان يا حبيبي يا حبيبي انت خليت الزمان أيام هنية هنية اللي حبك بالسماء أجمل هدية يا حبيبي ما نحرمش العمر منك يا حبيبي ما نحرمش العمر منك يا حبيبي ولا من ضحكة عينيك عينيك الحلوة دي الحلوة دي فرجيني قربي يا عيون يا حلوة فرجيني واحضنيني بالحنان والحب والشوق احضنيني فرجيني قربي يا عيون يا حلوة فرجيني واحضنيني بالحنان والحب والشوق احضنيني وإن حلفت إني بعيش في الجنة يا عيون يا عيون يزعلوا مني الخدود ولا الشفايف يا حبيبي يا حبيبي عايز اغني لكل حاجة فيك شوية شوية ياللي حبك من السماء اجمل هدية يا حبيبي ما نحرمش العمر منك يا حبيبي ما نحرمش العمر منك يا حبيبي ولا من ضحكة عينيك عينيك الحلوة دي الحلوة دي
Hiram, hiram, vigadam, hiram, vigadam, hiram, vigadam, hiram.
Et moi, qui suis encore vivante.
Hiram, hiram, vigadam,
hiram,
vigadam, hiram, vigadam, hiram.
Aveuglant. Et moi, qui suis encore vivante.
Hiram, 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 hiram,
plein de rage. Et moi, qui suis encore vivante.
bras écartés, le vent, le vent, le vent, le vent, buis chauffé, vent musqué, l'été.
Yeah.
All right. So we just listened to Acid Park. That was you.
It was
a haul. The Acid Park off of the album of the same name that just came out. And the video for Acid Park just went up
Friday.
Yep. So you can check that out. It's awesome.
Yeah, made by Sabine Ratier, a video artist from Canada, from Montreal.
Go Canada. I like everything about the Canadians. especially their video art and their cartoonists. Okay, and before that, we heard SPK with Convulse.
Yeah.
For that, we had Shabazz Palaces, Sonic Myth Map for the Trip Back. I love Shabazz. For that, we had Benjamin Liu. I was about to say La Trace's Date in Pont, but it's French, so it doesn't sound like that. Les Traces d'un Pont. All my French friends hate me. And you're going to have to, I don't know, my brain is, it slipped a disc, so you'll have to pronounce.
Which one?
Vyshnogradsky?
Oh, Vyshnogradsky.
Vyshnogradsky, okay, there you go.
I think he's a Polish Frenchman, so I think we can take liberty.
I think so.
With the pronunciation of his name. Yeah, amazing atonal composer. Really.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Mind bending, not in the tacky sense of it, but yeah, just sort of like working to rewire your brain because you're listening to things, little shifts in tuning that sound like exactly the same, but they're different, and there is no immediate place for your brain to sort of like place it.
Yeah, to file it away.
Yeah.
It's a nice bluesy tumble. It's really, really cool. And then before that, we had Brigitte Fontaine
with Chicago Art Ensemble.
With Chicago Art Ensemble.
There you go.
The fantastic track called L'été. And before that, we started that set with Farid Al-Atrash with Manhereshni El Omer Manak. Habibi. No. I love that song. So beautiful. What an amazing, amazing voice.
Yeah.
And that brings us, I think, to the end of the Fantastica. It looks like we're ending it in a timely fashion. So yeah, thank you so much for doing the show. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Tunde. It was really, really fun.
Yeah. Congrats again on the album. Everyone, find it and check it out. It's Acid Park by Ohal. It's fantastic. And we'll see you next time on the Fantastica. Thank you for listening. Adios.